You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
The word is FastFlux. Spelled fast as in rapid, and flux as in change. Definition: a network designed to obfuscate the location of a cyber adversary's command and control server by manipulating the domain name system, or DNS, in a way that rotates the associated IP address among large numbers of compromised hosts in a botnet. Example sentence: FastFlux agents within a botnet act as a relay between the real command and control server and the victim machine trying to download tools and instructions that will enable the attacker to complete the attack sequence. Origin and context. Hang on to your hats, this one is complicated. From the command and control section of the Lockheed Martin intrusion kill chain model, FastFlux networks first appeared in 2007. When a real storm hit Europe, hackers released a malicious Trojan horse email with the sensational headline, 230 dead as storm batters Europe. According to Mikko Huponen, head of research at the Finnish data security firm F-Secure, hundreds of thousands of people clicked the link and added their device to the StormWorm FastFlux network. According to the MITRE ATT&CK website, cyber adversaries use a fully qualified domain name, like badguy.biz, for their command and control channel, but set the DNS or domain name system time to live parameter to be very short, like less than 5 minutes. Typically, DNS entries don't change that much, but with this configuration, cyber adversaries change the IP resolution address to their command and control server www.commandandcontrol.badguy.biz every 5 minutes to another botnet host. Botnet hosts relay the command and control traffic from the victim site to the actual command and control server. According to David Balaban at Cyber News, the StormWorm FastFlux network contained close to 2 million compromised hosts. The impact is that FastFlux networks make it impractical for network defenders to block access to the relay botnet hosts because there are so many, and make it difficult for law enforcement officials to use search warrants to track the hackers back to the source. This obfuscation technique is called the single flux method. To add an additional layer of misdirection, hackers deploy the double flux method. They still use the single flux method of changing the command and control server IP addresses quickly in the domain name server, but then they also change the IP addresses registered in the DNS zone that the domain name server belongs to in the same round-robin manner. It's diabolical. Nerd reference. In the 2012 James Bond movie Skyfall, Q describes defending against a terrorist hacking technique like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube that's fighting back. Exactly. But for a double bonus nerd reference, in the 2008 hacker movie Untraceable, Academy Award nominee Diane Lane plays an FBI cyber cop. She and her boss, played by the perennial That Guy actor Peter Gray Lewis, and her colleague, played by Colin Hanks, whose dad, by the way, is Tom Hanks, are tracking down a serial killer who live streams his next victims on the website www.killwithme.com. His promise to his audience is the more hits he gets on the site, the more gruesome the death will be. In this clip, Diane Lane explains a twist on the FastFlux network idea. Each botnet host has a copy of the Kill With Me website, and that's why the FBI can't track the killer to his evil lair. Now remember, this movie came out just 1 year after the Stormworm FastFlex network emerged.
The site's IP keeps changing constantly. Each new address is an exploited server that's running a mirror of the site. The site's Russian name server, it uses a low TTL, so your computer constantly queries the name server's record, and that's how it gives you a new address so consistently. I mean, look, there are thousands of exploited servers on the internet, so he's not going to run out of victims anytime soon. But he's accessing these machines so quickly. He's got to be running his own botnet. I mean, we are blackholing these IPs, but every time we shut one down, a new mirror pops up.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genowee, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.